Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called children of God. And there's a big difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. Because when I think of peacekeeper, I think of two warring nations. Let's even look at Israel and Egypt, for instance. Technically, there's peace, and there's been peace since the late 70s. But it's not like an Israeli is going to feel really comfortable on the streets of Cairo or vice versa, because the countries may technically be at peace, but there's so many issues. And so what a peacekeeper does is they try to keep those issues contained. They don't fix anything. They just keep them under the surface where they're still bubbling.
It's a truce where the war is still going on.
Exactly. Whereas I'm from Canada. You know, Canada and the States have real peace, because at least I hope we do.
Right.
You know, we see each other as friends. We can certainly talk. We have so much in common. There's still differences, but they're not important. And so there's this real sense that we're on the same side. And what God calls us to is to be in unity, to be of one mind, to share one mind and one purpose. And the problem is, if you think your job in marriage is to keep all of those issues under the surface, you're never going to be of one mind and one purpose.